She broke off as Mac and Emma came out together, laughing. Emma, she thought, so beautiful with her mass of hair curling madly, her dark, exotic eyes bright with fun. Mac, her bold red hair choppy in tufts, green eyes wickedly amused, lean and long in her jeans and black shirt. "What's the joke?" Laurel demanded.
"Men."
Mac set down the plates of brie en croûte and spinach tartlets Mrs. Grady had shoved into her hands on the way through the kitchen.
"The two of them who thought they could arm wrestle for Emma."
"It was kind of sweet," Emma insisted. "They were brothers and came into the shop for flowers for their mother's birthday. One thing led to the other."
"Guys come into the studio all the time."
Mac popped a sugared red grape into her mouth from the bowl already on the table.
"None of them ever arm wrestle each other for a date with me."
"Some things never change," Laurel said, raising her glass to Emma.
"Some things do," Parker spoke out. She had to start, had to move. "That's why I asked you all to come tonight."
Emma paused as she reached for the brie. "Is something wrong?"
"No, but I wanted to talk to you all at once."
Determined, Parker poured wine for Mac and Emma.
"I want you to know how much you mean to me, and want you to know that if any of you don't want to try what I'm about to propose, for any reason at all, it changes nothing."